Thank you. Councillor Belker.
Thank you.
Sorry, can you put your mic on? You've just switched it off.
Sorry. Is that on? Sorry. I'll try not to do this. Good evening. I'm requesting that you refuse this application based on insufficient width of access to the new properties, a severe impact on the privacy of 9 and 11 Waydale and Hardacre on East Road on the other side, a lack of parking provision, an impact on traffic flow and, as such, overdevelopment of this very small site. The Council has clear stated policies on the minimum depth of car parking spaces, the minimum width of new access to backland development and the minimum depth of amenity space in front of existing houses, whose living rooms face the new access road, which is the case in this application. If you add all of those minimum space required, it's 14.75 metres. As you can see from this map, which you should all have seen, the maximum width achieved at one point is only 12.8 metres, so the application falls short of the stipulated access requirements, and as such, your committee report is factually incorrect. There is also insufficient turning space, insufficient parking space, and insufficient space for any new pavements. So where are pedestrians supposed to walk to these houses from Waydale except on the road? Obviously, refuge lorries and any emergency services will have major problems accessing the site. In terms of privacy and loss of amenity to neighbouring properties, because number 11 and 9 are on higher ground at the back by at least 2 metres, then they will be able to see into the new gardens and vice versa. So a lack of privacy to numbers 9, 11 and Hardacre on the other side. There are 2 parking spaces per new house, but there is then a lack of turning space within the development. Are they supposed to back out into Waydale? There is no provision for visitor parking, and so this will then impact the already congested parking on Waydale and Wiesel Lane. And when you visited this afternoon, everyone was at work, so the perception would be that Waydale is not congested, but it is. In summary, I believe there is a severe impact from this proposal in terms of parking and access, which is sufficient to refuse this application. This was recognised by Highways when the first proposal was submitted for 6 houses, but for some reason is no longer concerned with these 4 houses. However, I still believe there is a parking and access issue, and as such, the site has been overdeveloped. As mentioned, we are not a sustainable village. In 2013, the Parish Council did a sustainability survey and found that 96 of households use their cars for all services, including shopping, schools, work, etc. And even now, the bus company is in discussion with County to reduce that bus service. So when Highways say there are these four new households will use the bus service and not their cars, we all know that this is just technical term coming up, rhubarb. This is not a sustainable development. It will just add more cars on the road. Lastly, Highways have said that they hope that if permission is granted, then the contractor and landowner will be considerate of neighbouring properties in terms of construction. And yet there is no apparent consideration of the impact these 4 houses will have on the amenity of neighbouring properties, which I find somewhat incredulous.
1 minute left.
So I hope you will refuse this application, and officers should perhaps seek to amend this application to just a much lower number of properties. And in response to another comment, we do not need more housing, as stated by the applicant. The 31 houses on Storkett Lane, none of them have sold. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Three speakers at the moment. Five. Okay, we'll take it on from there. Councillor Tassel.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to draw your attention to page 85. The Parish Council's report, the very last line, the existing watercourse could be compromised by this development. Now, we've heard from the speakers that the land is lower than the existing development, and I'm wondering, with this watercourse, it says it can be compromised by the development. They're saying is it a ditch? Is it a stream? Can it flood? And is it the right sort of land to build houses on? Thank you.
Thank you. Would you like to reply to that?
Yeah. I can confirm that it is a ditch, and there is a condition, as highlighted in the report, on page... Just bear with me. Yes, condition 13 on page A13, which states that site works, no development including site work shall begin on site until such time as full details of the way in which foul sewage and surface water are to be disposed of from the site, which will need to be submitted and agreed in writing by the local authority. And obviously then it requires that work to be implemented prior to first occupation of the dwelling. Consider that that condition adequately overcomes any concerns with regards to increased surface water runoff.
Thank you. Councillor Bemington.
Thank you, Chairman. When we went to look at this site today on the bus, when we got to this area, I was actually quite shocked. I've known Wymswold for a long time. And I was actually quite surprised at the development that we were in. The area with the turning head and the houses round there had no greenery at all. 12, 14 and 16, for example. I think 12 and 14 hadn't got any grass or anything in front of them. 14 had a very small area of dead grass. I think that was the way round it was. And even if you head upwards from the access, opposite that, all tarmacked. Absolutely nothing, no greenery whatsoever. Take into account the fact that you've got houses already available in Wymswold that are not being sold. I actually cannot see any reason for this development at all. There are potential problems with drainage and flooding. There are problems associated with overlooking as well. Number 11, for example, I describe that type of house as a 2.5-storey house. The living area is actually on the first floor. This property is already raised 2 metres above the site. You're on the first floor overlooking all of these places, and I see that as a problem. I shall actually be voting against the officer's recommendation. And I will propose that.
Do you make another proposition?
Yes, I propose.
You got a seconder?
I'll second that, Chair.
Thank you. Right. Councillor Smidovich.
Thank you. I think the word that was most popularly used tonight was the word insufficient. There were an awful lot of insufficients this and an insufficient that. And the next word was the words with overlooking and overdeveloped. And We have to remember that highways are advisory only, and I think when you look at a desktop picture, it gives a very different impression. And I noticed there weren't any photographs up at all of the surrounding areas, perhaps at a weekend or a night time when everybody's home and haven't got their cars out at work. And if the officer could just go back to one of the first photographs, I think it was the only photograph with the... There was one... This went rather quickly and I missed it. There was one with a photograph of a car. Not that one. That one. I noticed that the car was parked sort of across as opposed to down. And I was trying to sort of figure out where the cars would have been parked and where their sort of bumpers would be in relation to the other cars if they were parked sort of properly in the front of their houses. And that's going to be an incredibly narrow entrance. I think it always worries me when I see measurements on planning applications that aren't correct. And it's an indicative layout. And often when the actual buildings are built, it doesn't look too like the indicative layouts that always seem to, well, ignore everything else around. I'm worried about this particular site. And I'm worried about it because of the parking. I dread to think what it looks like at weekends. It would have been nice, perhaps, to have had some photographs of those places at normal living times. I think I will be voting against it too.
Thank you. Councillor Snod.
Chairman, thank you. Through you, I'd like to ask officers a few questions, if I may. The first one is just to, officer just referred to the relevant planning history. And when I look at it on A6, we're talking in terms of policy S1, that the council will meet the local sustainable location and within development limits and the need for housing. When I look back on the planning history and the P2449 on A3, the first one says, development which fails to respond to the identified local, social and economic and will result in unsustainable journeys by private car, the lack of local employment opportunities, community service and facilities and limited sustainable transport options. Have we actually gone away from that now? Is it because policy CS1 or am I reading this wrong?
So the previous decision was made prior to the full adoption of the core strategy. Since then, we now have CS1, which carries full weight, of which Wirresold is defined as an other settlement, of which we are to be providing at least 500 homes within other settlements over the plan period. It is an at least figure, it's not a cap. And in terms of the other section of CS1 regarding other settlements, it says that we should support small-scale opportunities. Obviously, the previous application was for 6 dwellings. This is now for 4, which better meets the definition of small-scale. And as such, a better layout and density can be provided, which overcomes the previous reason for refusal.
Chairman, if I may come back, what worries me is that the statement around the 500 new homes over the plan period, this is again on A6 in the big paragraph, we've already built 887 or commitments to it. And I just feel that we need to have some recognition of the small scale and the areas within the local communities and small villages. We need to recognise what we've got and put it in there. And have we got the infrastructure to go around that? And it does cause me some concern. And probably it's something that I would like to take up later and probably not for this meeting. If we could move on, Chairman, to some of the comments that have been made. We were talking about the main windows and whether they meet the criteria for privacy. Could we be assured from officers that those like 9 and 11 do meet the criteria? We've heard that it is higher up, number 11, and they are main windows we're looking into. So could I just get some assurance around that as well?
Through you, Chair, the leading in design SPD, which the Council has adopted, demonstrates the standards between distances on properties, and the distances as per the drawing there show the distances to be just over 30 metres and just over 27 metres, which would be appropriate for the distances between the levels of development taking place in that location.
And finally, I think the one thing for me is, and it's been brought up a lot of time, is, and you could see why today when we were there, about the access in terms of the distance or what it was. We've heard tonight that it should be 14.75, and it's at least, or the I think one area was 12.8. Can we just get some definition of whether that's correct or not, because it doesn't seem what it is in the actual papers.
Yes, thank you. Through you, Chair. The distance in terms of the access, as we've discussed about, is a guide, because, of course, this is an unadopted highway that's access point that's through to there, but does refer to 4.25, and we know that the distance there, as measured at the narrowest point, is 4 metres. In terms of the other widths and distances, of course, what we need to realise is that this proposal is not altering the existing situation in terms of the distance across those areas. So it's not impinging on the existing parking provision within the site, within the access part to go through to the development site. And it's not affecting the distances in terms of those amenity provision within those locations. They are unaltered by this proposal. So you have an existing situation, and this application and this accessway is not altering that situation. So to a degree, whilst you have standards, it's not actually altering the existing situation in the development, and therefore doesn't impact on making the development any worse in terms of those properties either side through there, other than the addition of four cars for the cars for four properties in that location. There's also an issue that the backland development and housing and tandem SPD is now time expired in terms of the weight we can give it compared to, for example, leading design and the other policies within the policy context.
Thank you. Councillor Bentley.
I'm sorry to take your time, Chairman, but I'm just conscious that if this is passed tonight, there is a condition around the site and the management plan in terms of wheel cleansing and actually parking about site traffic. I don't think the reason for the development does not lead to on-street parking problems in the area is strong enough. I don't think the on-street parking should be on development traffic, and they should all be on the site itself. So if this was actually passed tonight, I would dearly like that to be altered in terms of strengthening that up, that there's no traffic from the construction on the actual roads themselves. They're all on the site.
Okay. Councillor Bentley.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. As you know, I've supported Bill here and seconded his proposal to go against officer recommendation. Taking on board really what Bill has said, and interestingly, if we just went back to the photographs of the vehicle that sat outside, okay, that's a Renault Clio. A Renault Clio is just slightly longer than 4 metres in length, probably doesn't live there all the time, probably lives on the other side. But, for example, I drive at work a four-door pickup truck. Well, that's 6 metres long. So let's assume that all these people suddenly decide to adopt to drive a four-door pickup truck. Now you've lost 2 metres of road width. Now you've reduced the access to the properties at the back to 2 metres. It's just too narrow.
Okay.
Yes, through you, Chair. I just think it's important if I just clarify, because it's not completely clear maybe from this photograph for all of the committee, but I just wanted to clarify, if you just go back to that picture. What I wanted to just say is that, just to understand, and I think actually there might be another one of the parking spaces within the presentation, but the parking spaces are along here and are longitudinal along here, and these are provided for these properties over here, and then there's space around the side here. So that car park there is not actually in a, although it's in part there informally, is not in a dedicated parking space which meets the provisions of the housing provided. So I just wanted to make that understood. In terms of, there's a better shot actually of the parking spaces that you can see within the site and relate to that, to the properties on the side over here, so that there is the parking standards requirements for them. So that gives you a better understanding of where the parking would be, and would not, in our view, be impinged by that. And I appreciate the comments there, but of course, you would be you would know the existing situation when you were living there in terms of what you could use as a vehicle in that location.
Thank you, Councillor Grimley.
Thank you, Chair. First point I wanted to look at was the separation between the dwellings which Councillor Snart had picked up. So dwellings are away from the existing, the new dwellings away from the existing within the distance, within the separation distances, so of the leading design. So we can't really object on that, although this is an outline and the layout is for a later decisions on that. Parking, I mean, I sort of sympathise because I don't think the parking standards are right, but we have to sit with what parking standards we have on that. And okay, Councillor Bentley drives a 6 metre car. I think the standard is 4.8 metres, and that's the highway standard. I don't necessarily agree with it, but that's what it is. I can't see how we can object on that side. So just want to put those points across.
Thank you. Councillor Gerard.
Thank you, Chair. Can we go back to the photo with the car in it, please? There, yeah. So if that was parked the way the markings are, the cars were parked that side, the actual entrance would be narrower than where the green verge is and those. So I'm voting against officer's recommendation. Thank you.
I think there might be a slight misunderstanding of that picture. The parking bays are actually behind that wall there. So they would fit within that without extending and encroaching into the space.
Thank you, Councillor Bevington.
Yes, it's just a miss. I actually disagree with the statement that Stephen's just made, because my understanding of one of the plans that I saw earlier is that one of the bays for number 16, which is the last house in those three, is actually longitudinal in front of the house. So that car is actually parked in a valid car parking space. So when you've got the other cars are there, parked in the other side of the of that space, you do actually have quite a narrow gap for cars to go through. I just wanted to correct that because I think it's been a misstatement.
Thank you. Do you want to say?
Yeah, I don't think it's a continuation of the misunderstanding. I don't think I was trying to make that point. I'm sorry, I was talking, if I can get the mouse to work. I was talking about the ones behind this wall when I was trying to make that statement. Sorry, so I think there's a misunderstanding. In terms of that, so those cars parked there can have these spaces. This end property does have some degree of space down the side of the house. I wasn't trying to mislead. I was just referring to what I thought I'd understood Councillor Gerald to be referring to, which was the parking spaces on that side, and saying how they were tucked behind the wall so there was understanding. That was all I was trying to clarify.
Thank you. Councillor Seaton.
Thank you, Chair. I did think we'd got there several times and then it kept disappearing again with the car parking. I didn't go on the bus today, but I went late last week in the evening, so the cars were there. Cars at the moment will park where they want to park, whether it's in their front garden, which probably should be lent to greenery. The two of the houses have decided not to have greenery there. They'd rather have their car parked on the front because they can at the moment, and they more than likely will be able to then. But there's adequate parking behind that wall on the other side. So to be concerned about the restricted access, we've had, and I do understand that County Council's advisory only, but we have let narrower access points go than 4 metres. So I'm just looking at things that we could object to, and I think that is not one of them. So the restricted access, I don't think we could object because of that. Or the lack of car parking spaces. I find that quite unusual that we haven't got any visitors' car parking spaces there. So if you could address that at the end, please. Impact on neighbouring properties. Well, it's a spur, and interestingly enough, on that road there is a spur ready for the Hardacre land for it to develop into. I'm just hoping that access point won't have to take more houses in the future, and I hope there's we can oppose that one. Overdevelopment of the site, 6 down to 4, so that probably won't count now. Highway safety and access. Paths were mentioned. Well, there's an awful lot of developments that have got more than 4 houses that don't actually have paths nowadays, and it's a shared access between vehicles and pedestrians. Flooding and drainage concerns. The officers can say lots of things that it's going to happen. It goes over my head. I've just got to take it on faith that it will happen, and those concerns will be dealt with. Harm to the character of the area. Well, the character of the area is houses. There's houses at every single angle you look at. So it's not going to harm, and the waste ground there is not waste ground that people are using at the moment. So I'm not sure whether we could argue the fact that it will be a harm to the character of the area. Loss of privacy overlooking. If we go to 9 and 11, between 9 and 24, the existing ones, I would imagine that there's less between 9 and 24. So I'm surprised that that's not shown, whether it's because of the angle or whether trees are put there, that it won't interfere with 24's privacy from 9 when they were originally built. I'm just going on houses that had been built already, because 9 and 24 seem to be closer than 11 and plot 3. Loss of light, that's no loss of light on the Hardacre. It satisfies the 45 degrees. And then we've got overdevelopment again and the lack of housing need. The houses that are being built, as I understand, are larger houses than this. So we might argue the fact that these smaller three-bedroomed houses, there is a demand for them. I don't know what the market price will be. So looking on all of this, the only thing, the only thing I can see that we would could object to is the lack of visitor car parking spaces. And when that boils down to that, then I don't think it's strong enough to refuse the development, unfortunately.
Thank you. Last speaker, Councillor Tassel.
Thank you. It's a point of clarification, really. I understand that the land is owned by a group, a company, well, a housing association by the name of ASRA. Now, it's not been made very clear whether these properties are commercial, social, or affordable. If they are social and affordable, then there are other developments within the Wimsworld area that have already got social and affordable houses on. Do we really need more social and affordable houses on this site? I'd like clarification of it, please.
Thank you. Just to clarify, the proposal is for four open market houses. They're not affordable or social housing. And in terms of the land ownership, obviously it's not relevant to the decision, but it's only this access, existing access and parking territory that's owned by the housing association. The development site itself is not.
Thank you. We have a proposal to refuse. Do we have any reasons that we can put down with that refusal, please? Sorry, you haven't got your mic on.
I'm sorry, I'm surprised you couldn't hear me without it, to be honest, Jim. I think the area is already overdeveloped in that particular area because of the lack of greenery for anything else. I mean, it's totally outside the what you would expect. I'm not sure whether you classify Wimsworld as a small town or a large village, but certainly it's one of those two. And what I saw around there was more a large town development rather than a village development. Putting these extra four will make it even worse.
Thank you. You want us?
Yeah, through you, Chair. What I'd advise is that I understand, you know, that there's a... There's a desire or interest to list all of the concerns, but I think in terms of looking at, you know, whatever is considered to be reasons for refusal, that I think have more weight in terms of justification should the application come to appeal, I think we'd be looking in relation to, we've already identified that there is a narrowing point of the access point, and that is, albeit on an unadopted highway, there. So you've mentioned access, but I would just like clarification if you're referring to the substandard nature of it or whether you're referring to the access in general, because the parking provision standards within the development itself are meet the standards. So just on the access point, is it about the narrowness of the access point? I suppose that's the first question.
It's the simple answer, because when you, although Councillor Seaton brought up the fact that 12, 14 and 16 have made a decision not to have front gardens, in fact, when you look at it, that area has been tarmacked to provide parking provision in front, particularly of 14 and 16. And when you add that distance, in addition to the normal parking provision that you have in terms of longitudinal on the other side, the amount of space that you actually leave is extremely narrow. I take the point that overall, I think somebody quoted 12.8 metres, I think, whereas if you actually look at what's required, going back to the 4.25, recognise this is 250 less than that at the entrance point. By the time you take into account the normal length of parking together with the sideways parking on the other side, the fact that they're not going to be crushed against the edge because people have to get out of their cars and whatnot. So all in all, that leads to a very narrow access.
I would say that there's potential, I suppose, for the housing authority to better manage the parking within there, but what I would say is that from what you've said to me, it's about the narrowness of the access point, and then what I think you've alluded to is almost like the impact of on the residents' amenity through the use of the access route through there. I think I do have a concern in relation to issues of lack of need for the housing, because although there isn't a minimum, we should be looking at to that. I think there was reference in the past from Councillor Snart to the sustainability of the location. You may want to think about that side of things. But in terms of drainage, we don't have any evidence before us in terms of the drainage other than anecdotal comments. I'm afraid people would say that they know it, but they haven't got the drainage engineer's evidence, which is what it would require, I think. And in terms of overdevelopment and lack of greenery, I don't think it could be incumbent upon this proposal to make good what's perceived as a lack of greenery on an existing development as you approach into the site. And the existing site itself, of course, is only outline at this stage and could provide for sufficient greenery. So I think we need to be careful around that. But what I would say is I do understand about the narrowness of the access point, about the possible impact on amenity of the route through to the site in terms of the proximity of the houses and the impact on amenity. And as I said, Councillor Snart referred earlier to some concern about whether it was a sustainable location or not.
I'm happy to withdraw. Yeah.
Sorry, wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So just in terms of the overlooking, again, I would have concerns about that just because it does meet the standards of our own adopted document, so it sort of sets us up to not be taking decisions in accordance with the documents that the Council's already determined and decided upon.
I will withdraw the bit about drainage. If Councillor Snart is quite happy, I will purloin his comments about the sustainability. I think they're quite valid, and I'd appreciate adding those in.
Chairman, thank you. I think I go back to the relevant planning history, and I still feel that if it didn't fit then, I can't see why we should actually try and put our policies around that if that's the wrong thing to do. And I suggest that we should look at policy CS1 with the look at the planning history and what it was refused for the last time, which is around unsustainable journeys, a private car, lack of local employment opportunities, community services and facilities and limited sustainable transport options. And I would add to that in terms of the amount of housing that has gone into these sorts of locations where I know it was a minimum of 500, but we're another 11 years to go and we've already got 887 in these locations. So I think there's a real issue here in terms of where we're putting housing, and with the other things that we've brought up about access, I think this is the time to say we've got a good opportunity to refuse this.
Thank you, Chair. Through you, just if I could respond to some of those comments raised by Councillor Snart. I think when we look at policy CS1 of the core strategy, it is very clear that Wymswold is an other settlement. This is a location which is expected to respond positively to small-scale opportunities within the defined limits to development. And I think the officer was saying that this is considered to be a small-scale development in the context of Wymswold, whereas the previous application at six dwellings was considered to be really a little too much for the kind of infill site that we might expect to see in another settlement. I think there is a distinction now in terms of the policy framework to when this application was previously considered back in 2014. At that time, the housing policies in the plan were being contested through the examination process, and therefore the weight that could be given to them was much less than can be afforded now, given that the document is adopted and part of the Council's development plan. Back in 2014, we were able to weigh in the balance the lack of facilities and in Wymswold and also consider the broader history of sites which the committee were considering at that time. And there is really now a clear distinction between then and now in relation to this proposal. So whilst Wymswold as another settlement isn't considered to be a centre which should accommodate significant development, this kind of small-scale infill is envisaged as being appropriate for settlements that are of the size of Wymswold.
So if it's the proposer wishes to propose that this is turned down, what are the reasons that we are suggesting? Have you got?
We're suggesting that the reasons for refusal would be in terms of the access, and in particular the access point being too narrow and substandard in relation to the amenity, the impact on the amenity of neighbours near to the access route through to the site. In relation to the comments of Mr. Bennett, in relation to the sustainability point, they have been raised by the committee. Mr. Bennett's raising the point that things have moved on since that point. So whilst committee were referenced to them, Mr. Bennett's finished with more facts to consider whether you still think that's a sustainable reason for refusal. So we have to go back to the proposer just to clarify if they wish that, having heard from Mr. Bennett, whether that still stands.
Yes, I think it still does stand. I appreciate the point that's been made about infills, but going back to the numbers that we talked about and also the comment we had from the ward councillor, taking Councillor Snart's point, there are over 800 houses in these areas as opposed to the, between 500 and 600 that were originally proposed. That's quite a significant increase, and we've still got 11 years to go with that. So in terms of numbers, we're already well ahead of the game. In terms of Wymswold in particular, we do have a development there that is unsold. If I understood the ward councillor completely, there isn't a single house being sold on it, on that street. You'd have to ask her if that was correct. My understanding was correct. I don't see that Charnwood needs these houses. I don't see that Wymswold needs these houses. And to be honest, with the problems that even this is going to cause, I don't see any point in asking for them to be built. And I still maintain that they are not required. Thank you, Chairman.
Just by way of assistance through you, Chair. So what you're saying, Councillor, is that this is really about the need for this number of additional dwellings in Wymswold rather than the sustainability of Wymswold itself in the settlement hierarchy.
I think there's an element of sustainability because, as we heard before from the... there are already major problems in Wymswold in terms of sustainability, and they're going to get worse because the buses are reducing. There are still, as far as I'm aware, a shortage of jobs in Wymswold. People have to travel out. So the sustainability is still there. But I think that the main point is the fact, the lack of need for the houses.
Thank you. So could we... have some conditions for refusal.
So So the if proposed and obviously seconded for the reasons for refusal would be on the basis of restricted access into, through to the site in relation to the impact on neighbour amenity from the access through into the site, and in relation to not demonstration of the need of the or a lack of need for development within the settlement of Wymes Road.
Okay. Right, we have a proposal, we have a seconder, and we've just heard the conditions for refusal. All those in favour of the proposal? Those against?
Two.
Abstentions?
Two.
It's refused. Thank you.